All right. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here this afternoon. Thank you for the organizers for putting this together also. As was mentioned, today I'm going to be presenting on the internet adaptation of NHIV and substance use preventive intervention for Hispanic adolescents. So just to give you a little bit of background and significance on why we're doing this at the University of Miami, as most of you probably know, the Hispanic youth are disproportionately at risk for HIV and substance use. So for example, Hispanic youth are less likely to use a condom when they have sex. They're more likely to engage in substance use before they have sex. And they also have very high rates of substance use when you look at, you know, the Johnston's Monitoring the Future studies in both the 8th grade and the 12th grade. They have the highest rates for illicit drug use for every single drug except for amphetamines. So obviously, there's a need for intervention and prevention with this population. And while family-based preventive programs have been shown to be efficacious, they're limited. And they're limited in the sense of how do we get families to actually engage in these interventions? How do we get them to come, attend the sessions on a consistent basis? And if you look at studies, you know, clinical trials are besought with engagement and retention difficulties. Only 10 to 34% of parents who are eligible to participate actually enroll. And also, once they do enroll, 35 to 50% of sessions are attended. So it's an issue. Some of these challenges are related to transportation, daycare, just not having the time to engage in the interventions, a lack of knowledge about what prevention is. You know, a lot of people just don't know. We take it for granted that we do, right? But a lot of the populations that we work with don't have the background that we do about prevention. So e-health interventions offer a potential opportunity for minimizing some of these barriers. And, you know, there's a lot of out there. It's kind of like a hot topic right now with the e-health interventions, you know, a lot of stuff coming out. But for Hispanic populations, there's very little available that has been tested, and very little in the sense of interventions that target both HIV and substance use for this population. So having said that, the purpose of this study is to first develop an internet-based version of face-to-face Familias Unidas intervention, and then second, to evaluate the efficacy of the internet-based Familias Unidas intervention relative to a community practice control condition. So just to give a little bit of background on what Familias Unidas is, it's a culturally tailored program that was designed to prevent drug use and HIV risk behaviors. It has a demonstrated efficacy in 4 longitudinal randomized controlled trials. And it consists of parent group sessions and family visits that take place face-to-face. And the idea of Familias Unidas is to help improve the communication and parental involvement by really making parents the change agents for their adolescents. So the focus of the intervention is to really empower parents to be able to help the adolescents and not have the facilitator do it for them. So this is an outline of what the sessions consist of. It's 4 family visits interspersed between group sessions. And as you can see, some of the topics that are covered are communication, managing peer pressure, talking about risky sex. And all this is done on a weekly basis when it's done in the face-to-face version. It's a little bit shorter when it's done with the internet-based adaptation. The development for this internet-based version of Familias Unidas really went through a lot of different stages. We went back and forth in the sense of how are we going to do this? Because in the face-to-face version of this intervention, there's a very interactive nature to the groups that take place. So we really want parents to find the solutions to the problems themselves through discussion amongst themselves. And that was one of the biggest challenges for development of this intervention. How are we going to incorporate that into a web-based version of this? Having said that, we really wanted to also maintain the fidelity of the intervention and to keep it as close as possible to the face-to-face version of the program. So we decided to keep all the components, which included the different elements of the intervention through these different components that are listed here, the mock group sessions, telenovelas, interactive exercises, virtual family visits, and development of a website through which participants log on to see the intervention. So what we did is that we partnered up with the school's communication, and we invited participants from the community. So we recruited actual families that had adolescents in the eighth grade, which is the population that we target, and we told them, we're developing this, would you like to be part of it? We brought them in. We had our master therapist, who you can see here in red, actually deliver the intervention while it was recorded in the School of Communication, with me in the background saying, cut, no, that's too much. You know, and we did this by using the manual for the intervention as a guide, so that we can keep all the components of Familias Unidas. After we did that, we had the recordings, we sat down, and we edited all the sessions. Usually the group takes about 2 hours in the face-to-face version, and we edited it down to about 30 minutes total. So that's one component. The other component was development of telenovelas, which are soap operas. And so this was done prior to development of the whole intervention because the developers of the intervention, Hilda Panton and Willie Prado, they knew a screenwriter who had developed soap opera sessions that map onto each session for the intervention. So if in session two the target is communication, then the soap opera two is going to talk about communication in different scenarios that involve proper communication and not so good communication. And so each soap opera is embedded into the edited versions of the mock group sessions. In addition, we included interactive exercises, which you can see here. I don't know why this is moving by itself. But participants embedded in each session will engage in an exercise that helps reinforce the information and that helps them interact in a certain way with what are their goals for their families. So this is just an example of one which is targeting HIV risk information. And so parents will choose here, it's in Spanish, but it says no risk, a little risk, dangerous, and I need more information. And then they make a determination of what category the behavior falls in. We have other interactive exercises too, where the parents will choose goals for their family, like goals in the family world, in the school world, things like that. And finally, there's a component of the family visits that take place through video conferencing software, and those obviously are done online also. This is a screenshot of the website where parents log on to view the intervention, and they just log on and click on the particular circle that they have for that week. Here it's not shaded out, but it'll be grayed out if they can't access that particular session. So I want to show you a little video that shows the mock group sessions and a little bit of a telenovela piece.
Thank you.
So as you can see, the telenovela then prompts the discussion within the talk show of the different topics that that we want to address with the intervention. You know, the telenovela was done in a way, I don't know if everyone knows this, but in Hispanic culture, telenovelas are kind of a big thing. And so they're a little bit over the top and all that, and we kind of present it that way as a form to engage. So this is the study design for what we're doing. I'll just highlight here that we're doing a pilot study and then a main trial. And so we got a group of parents to watch the intervention and receive the family sessions, and then we asked them what they thought about it. So 25 participants overall had positive remarks that they enjoyed watching it, that it was entertaining. It helped them communicate better with their adolescents, and that they really identified with the characters in the telenovela and in the mock groups. They also gave us some feedback as far as, you know, the presentation of statistics. They didn't like it too much. And some of them kind of got the idea of what we were trying to say, but they couldn't recall specifics. So if we asked them, so what are the communication skills that we're talking about? What are some things that you can do? They weren't able to necessarily recall that, and so we made adjustments based on that. We also made adjustments in how often the intervention was delivered. They wanted a more quicker turnaround for delivery. So for the main trial, we're targeting 256 families. We're doing it in cohorts. Right now we're in the second cohort. We finished the first cohort during the summer, and we train school counselors to deliver the intervention within the school system. And so far, for cohort one, it went very well. 79.6% of all sessions were completed, and of engaged families, meaning families that watched the first three group sessions, 84.4% families were engaged and completed 93.7% of the sessions. So here you have the breakdown of all sessions, only the video segments, and then the family visits, and the percentages of what was watched, broken up by all participants and engaged participants. And then finally, the percentage of people who watched 100% of the intervention. So briefly, some lessons learned. You know, the development of the intervention was way more time-consuming than we thought. Just engaging participants has been a challenge in the sense that you can't tell them, here's this intervention, watch it, and they're going to do it. No, they need to be called, they need to be reminded. There has to be a certain level of interpersonal engagement for them to actually follow through. And then some training with facilitators. In a sense, you know, the facilitators are kind of like a different study because they don't always know the technology piece, and the same with the participants. And with that, I conclude my presentation. Thank you.